Our AccuWeather forecast for today says it's going to be sunny. We'll have a high of about 39. In Kenosha County, around 9 o'clock or so this morning, a fuel tanker for the Wilcom Company overturned in the 2500 block of 176th Avenue, and it separated the tanker from the semi-tractor, put it into a ditch, and caused a minor fuel leak. As a result, traffic in that area just south of Highway 142 got blocked for safety reasons with a hazmat protocol. A DNR official out of Burlington requested to the scene along with an inspector from the State Patrol. Coming up at City Hall in Racine this evening, the Redevelopment Authority will have a closed session from which a decision could be made on a developer for the old Case Plowworks building at 615 Marquette Street. After the closed session on five initial proposals submitted for the site, there'll be a reconvening into open session and possibly an announcement on a recommendation for developer agreement talks. The Case Plowworks building is four stories, 193,000 square feet. It goes back to the year 1910. Most recently was the Factory of Fear haunted house. New and or transplanted smaller businesses choosing Mount Pleasant, that's one thing. But Village Plan Commission member Rob Underwood at a recent meeting noted that a manufacturing company with a sizable amount of jobs, similar to those focusing on Kenosha County, that would really be welcomed.
It always seems like we do a lot of restaurants and things like that, but really need to see what it would really be nice to come and see somebody asking about a project. They're going to bring in some higher paying jobs with benefits, things like that, and more quantity of jobs rather than, you know, if you take a business like this, you might have 20 employees.
Interim Community Development Director Sam Schultz said that the village is looking at more from an expanded contract with the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, as well as hiring a new CD director. One of the negatives for businesses looking at sites is the so-called rec fee, which involves water service.
Other communities have different utility structures, so we end up paying a lot for heavy, intensive water users. New development ends up paying a lot in terms of that rec fee that has hurt some of our development prospects in the past, as well as just geographic location. We're kind of right in the middle between people coming down from Milwaukee and people coming up from the Chicago-Illinois state line. I mean, that's the main reason why a lot of those companies moved in Pleasant Prairie is just that was the closest they could be to the Illinois state line and access that Chicago market.
Schultz predicting a busy 2017 for the TIF districts by the interstate, perhaps even extending into the following year. If you'd been around 83 years ago today, what happened in downtown Racine yesterday afternoon would have likely been your conversation topic. The John Dillinger Gang's armed robbery of $28,000 from the American Bank and Trust at 5th and Main Streets, which included a gun battle, a cashier and police officer wounded, and two hostages forced to leave town with public enemy number one.
We were told when they put us in the car that any of these dumb cops, as they call them, tried to follow us, that we would be put out in front line. So whenever they met somebody on the way, it was a little bit frightening.
That's the late Ursula Patsky in a WRJN interview from about 30 years ago, explaining how she and the bank's president, Grover Whalen, were later tied to a tree in Waukesha County with shoelaces by one of the members of the Dillinger Gang.
And tied our wrists together with these shoestrings and told us to stay for 15 minutes. No, you better make it 20, he said. He walked away and he went back to the car after he tied us to the tree. Mr. Whalen looked at his watch and decided that we were going to stay for the 20 minutes.
Patsky and Whalen did eventually free themselves and got back to Racine. Future Police Chief Wilbur Hansen that a sergeant hospitalized with two gunshot wounds. 8 months later, Dillinger was dead, taken out by the FBI in a Chicago alley. One of the machine guns connected to Dillinger remains in the Racine Police Department's front lobby. And that bank robbery and hostage scene, they're at the very beginning of the Johnny Depp movie, Public Enemies. The proposed 2017 budget for the Village of Caledonia is up tonight for a public hearing at 6 o'clock at the Eastside Community Center. With a tax rate of $6.90 per thousand of assessed value, that's a nickel increase. That budget includes more spending on public safety, health and human services, and debt service. The $11.1 million property tax levy is a 2.77% increase. The budget vote is the last action item on the 7 p.m. meeting for the Village Board. No injuries reported when a vehicle knocked over a lamppost at the Lincoln Apartments property at 1130 Carlisle Avenue in Racine Sunday afternoon. The initial call for police was the vehicle striking the building. In Kenosha, a man reported hanging from a ladder by the roof to a home in the 4400 block of 53rd Street late in the afternoon. That after a misstep on that ladder. No serious injuries involved, though. And early Sunday morning, three kids were apparently horsing around along some railroad tracks near the state line as a train approached. One of them reportedly got pushed toward the track. Now, the engineer stopped the train, fearing the worst, reported it to the Kenosha Sheriff's Department. They all looked around, didn't find anything. The train eventually went on its way. The Pope today announcing a groundbreaking policy shift for Catholics and a letter marking the end of the Holy Year of Mercy. The Pontiff announcing last year it would allow priests to grant absolution for an abortion during Holy Year, which ran from last December until yesterday. Today, the Vatican released a letter from the Pope restating his support for Catholic doctrine that considers abortion a grave sin, but he also writes there is no sin that God's mercy cannot reach and wipe away when it finds a repentant heart seeking to be reconciled with the Father. Toys R Us has stopped selling a ride-along toy truck. The reason? One of them caught fire, damaging a customer's vehicle. This man was from Washington State, had bought this Tonka 12-volt ride-on dump truck for his grandson, had it in the vehicle, was taking it home. It caught fire. They turned around, went back to the store. At that point, it broke into flames again, igniting his pickup truck. Nobody got hurt. And Hormel Foods is developing food products for cancer patients undergoing chemotherapy. The Minnesota-based company joining with the Cancer Nutrition Consortium to develop these products. The meals, easy to make, loaded with the nutrition needed for those undergoing chemo. Well, all the attention on recent report cards put out by the State Department of Public Instruction focused in on the districts that listed as failing to meet expectations, and that included Racine Unified with a collective score. This morning, Superintendent Lolly Hawes and some of the school board members went to Wadowitz Elementary School to visit with the staff and to congratulate them for the 12-point increase on that school's report card. That increase has Wadowitz students now exceeding expectations compared to being the lowest-scoring school 4 years ago. On the overall report card, Dr. Hawes again saying it certainly is disappointing, but she notes a lot of positives taking place in the district, not showing up in the numbers themselves. The minority makeup of Racine Unified School District staff, 19% compared to 32% a year ago. Now that's even further below the figure for the student population. At a recent Board of Education meeting, Chief of Human Capital Julie Landry said the district might want to rebrand itself as a district of choice in which to be employed.
For my own personal experience, I didn't really ever consider coming to work for Racine until Dr. Galleon migrated this way. So I think it's rebranding, putting our information about our district out in those other communities where it is very diverse to attract candidates to come. So I think a lot of it is really us marketing and refreshing and recruiting more in those areas of where the diverse supply is.
She explained that recruiting to a cold weather job doesn't always appeal to a lot of candidates unless they have some kind of connection to the area.
If those candidates don't have roots here in Racine or in Milwaukee, they are not going to come. When we're recruiting next to districts like Florida, some of the southern states where it's warmer, where it's a climate they're familiar with, my experience has taught me that they are not going to come, even if we try to attract or entice them by offering some incentives. It's really people who are connected to our communities that come and work in our community.
Racine Unified staff, 81% white, 9% African-American, 7% Hispanic. 42% of the students are white, 29% African-American, 26% Hispanic. And whether or not officials from the Kenosha Community Care Center show up at tonight's City Council meeting, there is going to be a public hearing about its operations. Alderman David Bogdallis said recently that there are questions about that and the services being provided at its two locations, 62nd Street and 14th Avenue, as well as the 45th Street, 22nd Avenue location. The Racine Unified School Board is meeting at 6:30 tonight at the Educational Support Center. The agenda has a number of high price tag action items, including over $1 million to buy the former Curtin Medical Clinic building as an alternative education program site, the central office kitchen build-out required because of the facilities at Gifford giving way to a K-8 expansion, the low bidder for the contract, Absolute Construction, $687,000. More than $622,000 to buy land next to both Case High School and Gifford School. $278,000 for the purchase of three refrigerated delivery trucks. That's a replacement buy. And almost $96,000 toward the replacement of the auditorium seating at Starbuck Middle School. UW Parkside launching a biological science minor, also adding programs to train bilingual and English as second language teachers to address the lack of math and science instructors. Vice Provost Gary Wood explaining the looming K-12 teacher shortage this way.
This generation of college students, I mean, they're extremely practical, right? So if somebody's going to invest time and resources in obtaining the bachelor's degree. They really want to know what's going to come from that. And so you have somebody weighing the time and financial resources it's going to take for them to earn a bachelor's degree and a teaching license against the salary and working conditions that are out there waiting for them. And they're saying, no, I don't want it.
Speaking with our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Nancy Whitaker, who chairs the teacher education program at Parkside, said that the State Department of Public Instruction has also convened a talent development initiative.
They're being responsive to say, we know we need to do this. We're working on relaxing some of the licensure issues. We're working on recruitment issues and focusing on those shortage areas. So they're sending they sent out and are resending a survey to all of the school districts to say, what exactly do you need?
Some local school districts have even hired retirees on a temporary basis, though it has to be crafted so as to not jeopardize any of their pension rules. And take note that state DMV offices will be closed for business on both Thanksgiving and Friday the day after. The busiest times at DMV service centers, they usually tend to be just before or right after the holidays. But officials note many of the self-service options are still going to be available online. Things like renewing license plates, getting a title, or registering a vehicle. DMV service centers will resume their regular business hours on Monday, 1 week from today, November the 28th. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon in room 307 at City Hall. The agenda includes proposed collective bargaining agreements with Local 67 employees in both the Parks and Public Works departments, as well as the Police Department clericals. The total increase over this year will be just over $50,000. That is already included in the budget that was approved last week by the Common Council. And there will be discussion about the city maybe procuring a Medicare Advantage plan for certain eligible retirees effective the first of the year. The 2017 budget for the Village of Pleasant Prairie is a public hearing tonight, and with better news about tax bills. The original tax levy increase with the budget plan was about 6%. Final road paving project figures and 2017 state road aid showing the levy increase to only be about 4.17%. The budget hearing, 6 o'clock tonight at the Village Hall Auditorium. The gun deer hunting season, of course, opened up this past Saturday, and it's the second year that hunters need to register the animals online. The DNR's big game ecologist is Kevin Wallenfang, who says the registration requirements include that tag you have to register the animal.
One of the items that we ask for is actually basically a serial number that is on that tag. So that's going to be the first key to successfully registering that deer, so we want to make sure they've got that tag in their hand when they get on the system.
More than 530,000 people buying licenses for the season, which will come to an end this Sunday. The CrossFit Games are a unique, rapidly growing international athletic competition to find the world's fittest man, woman, and team. And it's moving to Madison from California next year after being at two sites out there for the first 10 years. The CrossFit Games run 5 days. They include weightlifting, gymnastics, sprinting events with odd obstacles. The Alliant Energy Center will be hosting it for at least the next 3 years. CrossFit Games, sponsored by Reebok, will begin August 1st next year. More than 600 make it into the national competition, 40 men and women in the top divisions, competing for a $2.4 million prize purse. Our IQ Weather Forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.